I'm Chari Chitinidas presenting Hare Krishna Morning Program. As per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar, today is 16th of December, Saturday, Shuddha Ekadasi, Krishna Praksha, Shobhana Yoga, Chitra Nakshatra, and fasting for Safala Ekadasi. Let us begin our journey to Krishna consciousness this morning. We cannot vibrate the holy name simply by moving the lips and tongues. The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. Ultimately, it goes beyond the heart and reaches the land of Krishna. When Krishna comes down, the name comes through the heart and moves the lips and tongue. That vibration is the holy name of Krishna. When Krishna, in the form of sound, descends from the transcendental world into the heart, and from the heart, controlling every aspect of the nervous system, comes to the lips and tongue dancing there. That is Krishna Nam. That sound is not produced from the material plane. The spiritual sound has come down into this plane. He can come down, but we cannot so easily go up there. The holy name is only realized when we approach him with a very intense serving attitude. At that time, Krishna himself may come down by his grace, being attracted by our pure serving nature. Then Krishna can influence the sound element and produce transcendental sound vibration. That is the holy name of Krishna, Vaikuntha name. The real name of Krishna, we cannot produce it with our lips, and sound we create with our physical and mental production is not Krishna. He is indifferent to whatever sound we may produce, yet because he controls everything, he can appear anywhere, in any form, in any place, in any sound. This is written by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He is the spiritual master of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Let us prepare our mind, soul and body to receive pure love of Godhead through the holy name of the Lord. If you wish to receive such pure nectar, have to chant along with devotees without any material desire and doubt.
Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Of course, you are listening to Hare Krishna morning program. Dear friends, this radio program designed to help us go back to Godhead. Lord Krishna explaining in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, Aham Bhakta Paradhinahi Aswatantra Iva Dvija Sadovir Grasta Hidayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya. The Supreme Personality Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. We wish you all receive this secret of Krishna consciousness and recognize what is the purpose of our human form of life. Hope I can serve you all nicely and keep you all Krishna conscious by the mercy of Sri Prabhupada and by my beloved Guru Maharaj. Please listen regularly. That will help us to find real solution of this material life. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. Today's topic is following part of Beyond Eight Walls, recorded at Mumbai, India. This morning we'll hear some untold story of Lord Jagannath. Definitely we'll hear some devotional songs or prayers in between. My request, if this program helping you, and then please pass this message to your best friend who may miss the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Reminding you again, we have a very well organized website and have enough material to engage us. Also, you can hear this radio program at our website. Our address is www.iskon.net.au.
Therefore, we have to go, we have no choice. We have to go beyond what the body can offer. We have to go beyond the city of eight walls. But sometimes some people say, but why the hell can't the body offer? Why should we go beyond? Why can't we make some medical advancement in such a way that our body keeps, just, we can keep on enjoying? Like Dr. Gerald Sussman from MIT, he recently made a statement. He said, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately or fortunately, we are the last generation to die. Because we are making so much advancement that from next generation onwards, people will stop dying. And everybody laughed at him. Can anybody believe this story? Since Hiranyakashipu, people are trying not to die. But you can't escape death. But that is a desire. We don't want to die because we are eternal. The problem is, we are not bodies in the first place. Inside this body, there is a spiritual spark. There is an energy. Just like we have a car does not go on its own. It needs a driver. Similarly, this body is functioning because the spiritual spark, the soul, is activating this body. Like sometimes we say, you know, my hand, or my leg, my head, my nose, my body. We generally say, this is my body. What does this mean, this is my body? If I say, this is my watch, what does that mean? That means, I am different from the watch. If I say, this is my pen, that means I am different from the pen. If I say, this is my body, that means I have a different existence other than the body. Therefore, we are not the body, we are spirit soul. And John Pfeiffer, he's a very renowned medical scientist. He has written a book called The Human Brain. And he very beautifully points out how every 7 years, all the chemicals in the body change. So, if you are 21 now, you have a different set of body, you have a different set of chemicals, you are completely different than what you were when you were 14 years old. But still, don't you remember everything or many things that we did as a 14-year-old boy? For the person who is experiencing this, is not changing. That means there is something more. That means we are not the body. There is a spiritual soul who is occupying this city of 8 worlds. Of course, if the light is off now, completely, can you see me? No. Now the light is on, can you see me? Actually, no. You can see this body, and you can see the soul through the action of the body. The soul is activating this body. Therefore, this mind, intelligence and ego, they are the subtle elements of this body, this city. And the gross elements are earth, water, fire, air and ether. Just like we wear a shirt, inside the shirt there is a banyan and then there is this body. Isn't it? Similarly, the soul is covered by banyan, which is like the subtle body. Mind, intelligence and ego. Then there is a shirt, which is like this body. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. So therefore, our situation is, we have a wonderful body and we are like this farmer whom you are seeing on the screen, who was driving his tractor and one day he got a news that he's won a lottery and he's got a Mercedes Benz as first prize. And what does he do? He says, wow, from tomorrow I'll start plowing my field with this Mercedes. What do you think will happen? 3 things will happen. First, what will happen to the Mercedes? It will get spoiled. What will happen to the field? It will get spoiled. What will happen to the driver? He will get frustrated. The human body is like a Mercedes Benz. The body is like a car. And eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these activities are like plowing a field with a tractor. That is the job of a tractor. Similarly, these 4 activities are the job of an animal body, focusing on these 4. When we try to focus on these 4, it is like using a Mercedes Benz to plow a field. So the body doesn't support. A pigeon can have sex 30 times a day. Man cannot, because his body is not meant for that. And the body doesn't support, then the enjoyment we cannot. And the worst thing is, we are never satisfied by engaging in bodily activities. Therefore, this famous biologist, E.O. Wilson, he had a team of scientists and they studied. They said, everything in nature is dependent on the species of life. Every species is contributing to the maintenance of this environment. And he said, in his study, conclusively proved that there is one species which, if it doesn't exist, there will be no damage to the environment. That is the human species. In fact, he went on to say that if the human species are to be wiped off the planet Earth, then the nature will improve and environment will be better. And in his report, he concludes that he has written that human life is for a higher purpose. Therefore, what Krishna consciousness does, we are helping to understand the need of the driver, the soul. Just like you cannot say the driver is hungry, you cannot tell him, hey, I have put so much petrol in the car, you take some petrol and drink. No. Driver's food is different, the car's food is different. Similarly, from morning to night, we are reading, we are working, we are playing, we are sleeping. This might be needed, but this is for the car, the body. As long as we don't fulfill the need of the driver, the soul, we cannot be happy. And finally, we have the 3rd reason. It's a very important point, because many times this is the final excuse people give, that I agree, we are not the body, I agree, the city of 8 worlds, all these things I agree. But the problem is, we will do it in the old age, we will do bhakti in the old age. No. Even if we accept that we are the body, we are not the soul, still we have to practice spiritual life, because we cannot control our body. And we try to squeeze out as much enjoyment as possible from the body, but unfortunately, our body is not under our control. In JJ College, we had recently an experience which shows how a man is like a puppet. He is controlled completely. This boy was called for a program. He had done exams. He had just given his exam on the last day. He was called for a ISKCON program, and that night his friends told him, no, come for a party, dance party. And he went for a dance party. And that night, while dancing in the party, he got a cardiac arrest and he died. Young boy, Death can come at any time. And but we are thinking always, I am in control. I can control the whole world. The whole world is in my fist. I am special. We walk on the road also thinking always that I am special. The whole world is revolving around me. You can see sometimes the car is standing. We look in the windshield and we comb our hair. We'll go to the college. We'll think all the girls are looking at me only. I am special. This consciousness is very deep rooted. Actually, our existence is like the existence of an ant in this hall. If you have dancing kirtan now, what is the probability that the ant will go from there to there? Any, because we, if you look from the sky, if you have an aerial view, you will see that our life has no value. One time, Srila Prabhupada was going with his disciples, and Srila Prabhupada pointed out how we are not in control, and his disciples said, they were arguing for the sake of making it more lively. And they said, Prabhupada, but we are in control. We have created a beautiful aeroplane. We can control nature. Prabhupada said, but one small mistake, the aeroplane crashes. You are like a puppet, controlled. And the disciples said, but Prabhupada, we do have little control. And Prabhupada said a very famous statement. He said, little control? Little control means no control. We are actually puppets. We have no power. It is just like a man who is building a beautiful building, making the windows, making a nice carpet, curtains, water pipes. But one man, another man, is constantly breaking the foundation of the building. Tuck, 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 tuck. And finally when the whole building is ready, what happens? It comes crashing down. So whole life we are focusing on the body, working and doing so many things, but it's all over in no time. And therefore we are not in control. And we can see diseases, bomb blasts, accidents, and ultimately this most powerful factor of time does it all. We were hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture, and Hindi lecture, and Srila Prabhupada is saying, Koi bhi vyakti buda nahi hona chata, par prakriti sabko chupcha buda bana deti hai. It's a very powerful statement actually. We hear the word chupcha, quietly, we don't even realize what is happening. But time is so powerful. Right now we are enjoying, we are happy, we are youthful, but no time. Chupcha. Therefore we are not in control. But we think I can control time. People want to gain time. They want to do something. That's why they jump from one local train to another local train to save time. They jump tracks. They do so much. Like one friend was telling his friends that, you know, my father is so fast, he can control time. He's so fast that he shoots an arrow. Before the arrow reaches, he reaches. The other fellow said, that is nothing. My father shoots a bullet. Before the bullet reaches, he reaches. He's so fast. Third fellow said, you people have no understanding about speed. My father is a government servant and his office closes at 6, but he comes home by 5. So it's a very nasty world. The time is now. Therefore, what we have discussed so far is the ABC. Why? We have to go beyond the city of 8 walls. A is for B, C, they're not controllers. Now the question arises, the logical question, fine. How do we go beyond? Sometimes people say, what is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you keep giving lectures. Why should we hear this spiritual knowledge? How will it help? Does it make any sense to sit and hear? Well, you go to a medical classroom and tell the students there, first year MBBS classroom, what the hell are you doing here? You are hearing lectures. Go out. There are so many patients dying. Treat them. Can you say that? No. We have to become proficient swimmers ourselves first before we save others from drowning. Similarly, we have to gain spiritual knowledge. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that with the sword of knowledge, we have to cut the doubts of ignorance. The biggest problem in this world is people are trying to solve problems without having knowledge. If a plumber comes to your house, if a plumber doesn't come and you try to fit your sink and you don't have any knowledge about plumbing, what will happen? You will create a bigger mess than before. If your computer conks off and you are a novice and you try to fix it up, what happens? You create a bigger problem than before. Isn't it? Similarly, in this world, people want to be happy, but they don't know how to figure it out. And in that ignorance, instead of seeking help, and instead of hearing about how to cure this problem, and when we try to solve the problem in ignorance, we create a bigger problem than the original problem. This explains how we wanted to solve the problem of walking. We didn't want to walk. So we created cars. Now what is happening because of cars? Air pollution. Now there is a breathing problem. We try to solve walking problem, breathing problem. We didn't want heat, so we created ACs, refrigerators, so many things, computers in AC room. Now because of that, the chlorofluorocarbons, ozone layer is depleting, the polar ice caps are melting, and there is more heat now. The point is, when we try to solve problems in this way, the way the world is doing now, we are having lots and lots of luxuries, but unfortunately no comforts, no necessities. We have comforts, but no air to breathe, no water to drink. Therefore, we have to understand that there is something more to be done. And when you tell this to the scientists, that there is no air to breathe, they will tell you, we are creating a special machine, there is a special oxygen machine. You put your face inside that machine, you get fresh air. But first of all, understand the mess this group of people have created to the environment. That you don't ask. And just like a man went to a doctor and he said, you know, I am very dumb. I want to become smart. Doctor said, very simple. I have some special potatoes costing 100 rupees each. Every day you eat, you will become smart. So he took, after 1 week he came, he said, doctor, I am still dumb. I am not smart. I have not become smart. Doctor says, actually you took only less. You take 100 potatoes. 100 potatoes, 100 rupees each. He took 1 month, he ate those potatoes and he came back and said, doctor, I am still not becoming smart. And I am feeling potatoes are same. You know, outside also I am getting. And you are charging so much money, I am feeling you are cheating me. Doctor said, see, I told you, you are becoming smart. So this is how the media propagates. You tell them, but environment is in a big mess. See, we have created this. But the mess has been created by them in the first place. So without spiritual knowledge, when we try to solve problems, we create bigger and more complicated problems. A simple example. There are two beds in the hospital. God forbid, this shouldn't happen. But imagine your friend meets with a very serious accident. Which bed will you put him in? But there is a condition. The first bed is reserved for those people who are in extreme pain, but fortunately their disease has been diagnosed. They have some disease. The disease has been diagnosed and the treatment is possible. The second bed is reserved for those who are also screaming in pain, who are also miserable, but their disease cannot be diagnosed and the medication is only experimental. So which patient is better off? Why? He has some knowledge, he has some understanding, some strength that it gives him. Similarly, many of you are wondering sometimes, I don't know, I used to do this also. We feel, I am same as a non-devotee student in the college. He is also struggling, I am also struggling. But there is a big difference. When we have knowledge, when we are equipped with the sword of knowledge, our suffering is for the last time. We can be more peaceful when we know why we are suffering, what is suffering, how to transcend. Therefore, we have to take to the path of spiritual life very seriously. Therefore, hearing is very important. Another argument boys give is, Prabhuji, I hear so much, but as soon as I go to the temple, I forget. And after 3 days, I'm very inspired, and after that, Prabhuji, my friends, my TV at home, so many things. So our biggest problem is, we have no determination to change ourselves. Therefore, what we need is the second one, which is endeavor, or rather determination. Today, unfortunately, our life is governed by cinema and media. If you see the topmost management gurus in the world, Stephen Covey, Deepak Chopra, Shiv Khera, they write clearly in their books, if you want to be successful, don't watch television. They say this. And they give examples. If a Hare Krishna person says this, they will say, you are brainwashing. No, there is a reason for that. They explain that it saps away our thinking process, our creative ability. Recently, one boy came to me, young 17-year-old boy, and he's telling me, Prabhuji, I want nothing in life except love. And there is this girl whom I have been going around with for the last 8 years. That means since he was a 9-year-old boy. And he says, now my parents have come to know Prabhuji. So now they are refusing to let us get married. I said, how old are you? 17. But I said, don't you think you should study and finish your career and get some job? Prabhuji, but love. Because her parents are forcing her to get married. Now I have to take a decision. And I found out that his family is a good family. She's from an upper middle class family. I said, what will you do now? He said, Prabhuji, I'm going to run away with her. I said, where will you stay? I've already spoken. There is one, I'm getting one hut in Berampada area, in that slum area, I'm getting one hut. I'll live there for the sake of love. I said, what job will you do? He said, I will work as a waiter in a hotel. And I was telling him that these dialogues, I feel I've heard these dialogues somewhere. Just imagine this 17-year-old boy, he is talking about love and this. I was wondering, but job, your career, education, but Prabhuji, this is emergency. You just think, where do you think this boy has learned all this from? Actually, what television does is, it makes us an escapist and it completely brainwashes us. The psychiatrists say that there is this process of subliminal suggestion. Right now you are active, there are beta waves going on. These are the waves which help us rationally analyze, screen, thoughts. But when you are relaxed in front of a TV, it's the alpha waves going on. That means it's kind of relaxed, and at that stage, information can be bombarded into the consciousness easily. And we accept, we don't argue, we say everything is okay, we accept. Therefore, in California, when they did a survey, to 6-year-old children, they asked them, whom do you like more? Daddy or TV? 60% said TV. This is the tragedy of modern times. People are thinking television is a substitute for values. And it's such a brainwashing technique. You know, a car is released. A company is now launching a new car. They will have a car in the center and the car will revolve. And a person wants to buy the car and he sees a half-naked woman sitting on top of the car. And they are advertising for the car. But this man thinks, if I get the car, I might get a woman like that. So probably I should take this car. That is the consciousness. And that's how people get fooled. And the worst affected is the middle class. They see on TV the heroes, they have big cars, big bungalows. They are flashy lifestyle. And this man is living in a chawl. He's a middle class fellow. But he thinks, oh, this is success. So I should get this. He works day hard, extra. Just to somehow reach to that level of lifestyle, he doesn't realize that even at that lifestyle, people are miserable. But he's somehow struggling. I will get it. And then he earns more and more money. He's never satisfied. The problem is, the slogan becomes, these people spend money which they don't have. The company say, take loan, no problem. They spend money they don't have on things which they don't need. And to impress people whom anyway they don't like. This is the tragedy.
This is the tragedy of our modern life. Make sure you and your family is protected by your own choice or decision. It's up to you. Now the time for a devotional song. To keep our mind, body and the soul in service of Krishna.
Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava. Brajanaranjana Yashodanandana Brajanaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Yashodanandana Braja Janaranda
Hare Krishna. Sorry for the interruption. There's something in the equipment, something wrong. I don't know. Anyway, now the time for an untold story of Jagannath. The history of Sri Jagannath Mandir at Simantadivi. I'm talking about is in Mayapur, Navadvip, is 80 kilometer north to Calcutta city. At the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, a devotee named Jagadish Ganguly lived in the small village near the present Mayapur. Jagadish was a highly elevated Vaishnava, and even though he was very old, still every year he would make a 900 kilometer journey on foot to Jagannath Puri on the Bay of Bengal in Orissa. He would travel along with other devotees from Bengal to meet their most dear Lord Chaitanya, have darshan of their Lordship Sri Sri Jagannath, Valadev and Subhadra Devi, and participate in ecstatic Ratha Yatra. After 4 months, they would return to their home in Bengal. One day, Jagadish's happiness was ruined. He was stricken with a serious disease that left him totally blind. When he realized that he could no longer see the divine forms of Lord Chaitanya and the Jagannath deities, he became very depressed. Worse yet, his friends considered the annual pilgrimage to Jagannath Puri too long and too dangerous for a blind man, and they refused to take him along with them. Jagadish remained in Navadvip in constant lamentation. Out of hopelessness, he even considered committing suicide. Then one night, Lord Jagannath appeared to Jagadish in a dream. The Lord told him that the next morning, when he would go for his daily bath in the Ganges River, a long wood touch his head and restore his vision. The Lord said that Jagadish should take that log and go to a nearby village where a devotee carpenter lives. The Lord explained also that the carpenter would refuse the work because he has leper and had deformed hands. Jagadish would have to insist and convince the leper carpenter to do this job work. And when the job would be finished, the Lord assured the carpenter's leprosy would immediately vanish. Awakening, Jagadish was amazed of his dream. He immediately left for his morning bath in the Ganges, and he became ecstatic when a log touched his head and restored his vision. He took the wood and went to a nearby village, where he searched and searched until he found a leper carpenter. Jagadish implored the leper to carve a deity of Lord Jagannath from the wood. But the carpenter flatly refused. He showed Jagadish his deformed fingers and asked him, "How is it possible for me to carve the divine form of Lord with his hands?" But Jagadish insisted. He explained to the leper that his leprosy would be cured once he finished the carving. Finally, the leper agreed. Jagadish stayed with the leper as he was working and saw him suffering terribly. Jagadish took the deity. But Jagadish encouraged him and enabled him to forget his agony long enough to finish the deity and Lord Jagannath. At the moment he finished, his leprosy disappeared too. Jagadish took the deity to a site near the present Jagannath temple and established his worship there. A few nights later, Jagadish had another dream. This time, Lord Jagannath instructed him to take some nearby neem wood, a special tree called neem, and make deities of Subhadra and Balaram with the same carpenter. Jagadish did so and installed them in the temple next to the Lord Jagannath. After Jagannath disappeared, the worship of the deities, after Jagadish disappeared, he became very old, the worship of the deities deceased over the years. Indeed, Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Balaram were forgotten and their temple fell down around them. Centuries later, the villagers noticed an unique, beautiful blue flower growing on top of a termite hill. When they went near the hill, they heard a voice calling, "Please give me some water, I'm thirsty. Please give me water." That was some 60 years ago when Jagannath, Subhadra and Balaram were uncovered. Although the deities had been residing in the middle of the termite hill, their wood was miraculously unharmed. The worship again started 1978. Lord Jagannath's again pujaris felt he may not be able to go on for long with the worship of his beloved Murtis, and consequently donated the temple and property to ISKCON on Gaur Purnima day. By the kind contribution of various devotees, especially Srila Harikesh Maharaj, a wonderful temple has been constructed surrounded by nice gardens and mango groves. There is another story of a devotee, the mystical experience of Jaimini Ghosh. For reasons mysterious to most, the Lord appears and disappears according to his own sweet will. Indeed, he himself states that one who understands the mystery of his appearance and activities does not take birth again in this material world. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Legend has it that after the disappear of Jagannath Ganguly, the Lord, being dissatisfied with the standard of his worship, which has almost totally neglected, decided to close his manifest pastime. Appearing through a dream, he said a typhoid epidemic was imminent and that everyone should leave the village, which they did, save for the temple priest and his family, who all became infected and died. For a long time the temple was forgotten, until about 60 years ago, when the Lord, who once again desired to be worshipped, called for Jaimini Ghosh. Jaimini Ghosh was only 15 years old, and that time he recalls that one evening I was passing along the nearby road on my way to Navadvip, when a bamboo tree crashed across the path. Feeling an uncanny presence, I suspected it that work of some ghost, and I knew that if I stepped over the tree, something would happen to me. Gripped by fear, I crashed to the ground, and in that terrified condition, I lost consciousness. He woke up, an unassured voice saying, "It is all right, now you may proceed. There is no more danger." Opening his eyes, he found himself to be just outside the temple, and he spoke, saying, "Why did you did that to me?" The Jaimini asked. "I didn't," replied the unembodied voice. "I saved you. I am your friend." Suspiciously, Jaimini replied, "If you saved me, if you really are my friend and want to help me, then help me get to my uncle's house in Navadvip." As if he were being carried, young Jaimini effortlessly sped down the jungle path along the main road across the Ganges without a boat, and arrived safely at the uncle's house. So with the permission of the owner of the temple, Pratik Chandra Chatterjee, Jaimini began to worship Lord Jagannath. The deities, he said, were almost half buried by an ant hill, but day by day, as I worshipped them, they gradually rose up and became more and more visible. "You will have to maintain yourself," Jaimini is telling to the Jagannath. Jaimini begged money from the local villagers and repaired the temple and built a boundary fence, but after that no one was willing to give any more. So he appealed to Lord Jagannath and explained his plea. That night, two huge branches fell from the tree beside the temple. He sold that wood and money provided for the save, for the for to serve Lord Jagannath for a few months. When it was all finished, he again approached Lord Jagannath and said, "Prabhu, I cannot maintain you anymore. You will have to maintain yourself." From that day on, inside the temple, on the side of that altar, you would find just enough money to pay for the day's worshipping. One day, Jaimini felt asleep outside the temple, and when he woke up, to his surprise, he found himself in Jagannath Puri. It was during the Rath Yatra festival, so he enjoyed the festival for some days, but thinking of how his parents, not knowing his whereabouts, would be terribly worried about him, he decided to return, but he didn't have any money for his fare. Approaching some pandas, some people who were maintaining Jagannath Puri's temple, he approached to them and explained his situation, and they advised him, "If Lord Jagannath brought you here, then go before him and ask him to take you back." So he did that, and next morning he woke up, found himself back in Mayapur. Jaimini thus left this world about 4 years ago. This historical deity, forms of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, have been here at least 500 years, and we shall try now to narrate some of their pastimes for Lord Jagannath in some time very active. At this stage, as per my knowledge, it's very nicely worshipping the Lord Jagannath in Mayapur. Lord Jagannath goes for walks before we had this temple. The old temple was under the nearby mixed banyan tree and peepal tree, and the local people living in the first house here said that Lord Jagannath would go for walks. They never actually saw him, but they could hear him. Especially Saturday night, they would see a glow coming from the temple, and sweet scent would permit the air. They could hear jingling sounds like that ankle bells. Those fortunate residents understood that the independent Lord was taking stroll. Whoever visits Sri Mayapur must take darshan of Lord Jagannath. It is stated in the Shastras that Sri Kshetra or Jagannath Puri is eternally manifest in this holy place, and that all benefits one can attain by visiting Jagannath Puri may be achieved by visiting the Sri Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur. 26th December, we are celebrating Lord Jagannath Snan Yatra. If you wish to see who is Lord Jagannath, do not miss the opportunity. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami will begin the ceremony in Melbourne. Program will start somewhere at 5 o'clock. Looking at the studio clock, we've got some more time. Let us listen another devotional song. Hare Krishna. Looking at the studio clock, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Next show on this station would be very well known. Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chitindra from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but specially inviting you for Saturday and Sunday's Melbourne famous Hare Krishna Free Feast. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any other queries regarding today's program. My contact number is 0412-696-559. Wishing you and your families very good weekend with spiritual progress. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
Your voice, Win FM Community Radio, broadcasting on a frequency of 88.9 megahertz on the FM dial. We operate using a community broadcast license, and our studios are located on the Werribee campus of the Victoria University. Our information and request phone line is 9216 8089.
Win FM weather.